Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Boris Johnson's team has been accused by a senior Conservative MP of seeking to blackmail rebel backbenchers who are attempting to oust the Prime Minister. William Ragg, chair of the House of Commons Public Administration and Constitutional Affairs Select Committee, said, "The intimidation of a Member of Parliament is a serious matter," and advised colleagues to take complaints to the police. His claim reveals the level of anger and distrust in the Conservative Party, as Johnson loyalists attempt to protect the Prime Minister from the threat of a vote of no confidence over the holding of parties in Downing Street during COVID lockdowns. Next, US President Joe Biden predicted Russia would move in on Ukraine and warned an invasion would be a disaster for Vladimir Putin, as he urged the West to remain united in holding Moscow accountable for any aggression. At a news conference in Washington on Wednesday, Biden said Russia would pay a stiff price, immediately, short-term, medium-term, and long-term, in the event of an invasion of its neighbor Ukraine. However, the US president's comments on the Western response to Russian aggression were muddied by his suggestion that a minor incursion into Ukraine might yield lighter retaliation, which the White House was later forced to clarify. And now, Meta is working on plans to allow users to create and sell non-fungible tokens as Facebook's parent company seeks to join the rush of companies trying to capitalize on the digital collectible craze. Teams at Facebook and Instagram are readying a feature that will allow users to display their NFTs on their social media profiles, as well as working on a prototype to help users create or mint the collectible tokens, according to several people familiar with the matter. Two of the people said that Meta has also discussed launching a marketplace for users to buy and sell NFTs, essentially a digital asset representing art or imagery that cannot be replicated. Next up, Christine Lagarde has rejected calls for the European Central Bank to tighten monetary policy more quickly than planned, in response to record inflation, saying it had every reason not to act as quickly or as ruthlessly as the US Federal Reserve. Soaring energy and food prices lifted inflation in the Eurozone to a record high of 5% in December, well above the ECB's 2% target. The ECB president, however, predicted that inflation in the bloc would stabilize and gradually fall this year. The Fed and the Bank of England are expected to raise interest rates several times after stopping their asset purchases this year. But the ECB in December said it was very unlikely to raise rates this year and outlined plans to continue bond purchases for most of 2022. And finally, Andreessen Horowitz plans to raise up to $4.5 billion for a new set of cryptocurrency funds, aiming to more than double the amount it raised less than 1 year ago, in a sign of the growing frenzy surrounding digital assets. The Silicon Valley-based venture capital firm told investors last week it planned to raise up to $3.5 billion for its latest cryptocurrency venture fund, and up to $1 billion for a separate fund focused on seed investments in digital asset startups, said people briefed on the discussions. Andreessen plans to finalize the new funds by March, one of the people said. The firm declined to comment. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.